Sacht Megillah begins with the words Megillah Nekras. The Megillah may be read Be'echad Ba'asar Ba'adar on 11 days in Adar, B'shnei Ma'asar 12 days, Shloish Asar the 13th day, Arbas the 14th day, B'chamish Asar the 15th day, Le'pachos V'lo'yoyser, not less, not before, and not later. Not before, the Mepharshim explain what the Gemara means to say, when not before, is because, as the Gemara in fact says in the Havamina, and it's actually in the Yerushalmi, that since it says in the Megillah, V'chodesh Hazeh, that this month was transformed, Miyagoin L'Simcha, from distress to Simcha, and therefore, the halacha according to Yerushalmi is that we could already begin reading the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar, even though our Gemara clearly does not hold that way. Our Gemara holds that we could only begin reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph at the earliest. That's what the Mishnah wants to say. Le'pachos, not before. It is interesting to note that the Paiskim, however, say that if somebody is traveling and will not have a Megillah available, and he's traveling already from Rosh Chodesh Adar, the halacha is that he should read the Megillah, of course, without a bracha. V'lo yoyser means that you should not read the Megillah after Tezvav Adar, as we learned in the Gemara. The Gemara says perhaps the Megillah can be read once we've established that there are extra days besides Yud Aleph and Tezvav when the Megillah may be read. Maybe it means to teach us that the Megillah should be read Shitz v'Shifser, 16th and 7 days in Adar, teaches us the Megillah v'lo yavar. We can't go past the 15th, and that's what the Gemara Mishnah means v'lo pachos v'lo yosem. But the Mepharshim point out that the Mishnah uses the wording Megillah Nekras. Shouldn't it have said, as we know, the Mishnah begins Shas with the first Mishnah Masechet Brachos, Koyon Shema. So shouldn't have the Mishnah here as well use the similar terminology, Koyon Es HaMegillah? So the Ritva answers that by Krishma, the way Krishma is recited and the way the Megillah is read are very different. Krishma, everybody recites Krishma themselves, whereas the Megillah, one person reads the Megillah on behalf of the entire Tzibur. And in fact, and in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we will still discuss this concept in our Shiurim, it really goes into a much more fundamental discussion. The Chiyuv of Krishma is certainly that we have a Chiyuv Krishma. We have a Chiyuv to recite the Krishma. Whereas by Megillah, it's not necessarily that the Chiyuv is to say the Megillah, likros the Megillah. The Chiyuv may be lishmaya, to hear the Megillah. And we'll speak about that in Mitzvah Shem. Another teretz that's suggested by the Turi Evan is because the Megillah, and that's actually the din that our Mishnah is actually representing, is different than Krishma. There's a Chiyuv Krishma twice a day, B'shachbacha ufkamecha. The Chiyuv Megillah doesn't have a firm date, because as we're learning, the B'nai Kfarim, the people who lived in the Kfarim, have the right indeed to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and matters when the Yom HaKnisa is, or they could choose to read the Megillah on the proper time on Yud Aleph. And in fact, I saw that there's a discussion in the Steichemet that if indeed the Bnei Kfarim, those people who live in the villages, as our Mishnah teaches us, may read the Megillah earlier, why shouldn't they be obligated to read the Megillah earlier, why is there no concern of Chayshinamisa? Then let them read the Megillah as early as possible in order that they should fulfill the mitzvah before maybe they'll pass away. So the Stei Chemetz says that we're only chayshish lemisa when there's a long time interval involved. But here, since the amount of time is not that significant, it's only a couple of days, there we don't have to be chayshish lemisa. And he says we see this concept in other areas in halacha. He quotes a Trumas Hadeshin that says that one could wait to be Mekadosh Levana until later in the month, or Matzoi Shabbos. Why not be concerned, maybe Choshen L'misa? So the answer is, since it's only a couple of days, we're not Choshish L'misa. Another, we're not Choshish L'misa. In general, the Stei Chemed has discussion if this concept of Choshen L'misa is said even by mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Maybe it's only said by mitzvahs d'oraisa. So that's why the Mishnah uses the word Megillah in the Kras, because there is no specific date when the Megillah can be read. There's sometimes on this day and sometimes on another day. In other words, what we're saying is two separate terutzim. One terutz is that since there are a number of days when the Megillah could be read, that's why the Mishnah uses the words Megillah Nekras. Another terutz is because even the Bnei Kfarim, who may read the Megillah earlier, are not obligated to read the Megillah earlier. Another terutz, more on a Chassidisha approach, is that the Megillah uses the words, the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis actually quotes this pasuk in the Megillah, Vayomim ho'ela niskarim v'nasim. So the Sefer Zerah Kodesh for Naftali Rapshitzer explains that what this pasuk means to teach us is Vayomim ho'elu, these days of Purim, niskarim v'nasim, min ha-shamayim. There's a hashpah of bracha, of Yeshua, of Nisim that come by themselves on those days. And that's why the Mishnah uses the words Megillah Nekras, very similar to the words of the Megillah, of Hayom Ma'elu Neskarim V'nasim, to teach us that these days, the Megillah, the days of the Megillah, the days of Purim, are days that Min HaShemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down Min HaShemayim Bracha V'Yeshua and Nisim. So the Mishnah teaches us that the Bnei Kfarim, people of the villages, could read the Megillah B'Yoyim HaKnisa. And there's a Machlokes V'Shoinim, what is represented by saying that it could be read on the Yom HaKnisa. Some say because those were the days, Monday and Thursday, were the days that Besdin was in session. And since those were the days that Besdin was in session, the Bnei Kfarim, the people who lived in the villages, would come in to the city, and Chazal said they should read the Megillah on Monday and Thursday, that they're already here because Besdin is in session. That's the pshat that Rashi seems to learn. Another pshat is because those were the days when we know that we have Kriyas HaTorah. And since those are the days that we have Kriyas HaTorah, Monday and Thursday, so they came in for Kriyas HaTorah, that's when they read the Megillah. But Rashi, here in the Mishnah, mentions a very fundamental discussion. And that is the Bnei Kfarim, the people of the villages, are coming in earlier to hear to the city on Monday and Thursday, and they read them, and they hear the Megillah on that day. And there's a few questions, and Rashi says, so who reads the Megillah for them when they come in early? So Rashi says, somebody from the city reads the Megillah on their behalf. And when we learn this Rashi, and this is the question that many of the Rishonim pose, they ask, how could the people read for them the Megillah, people who live in the city read for them the Megillah, when they're not obligated yet to read the Megillah? Their obligation to read the Megillah is only on your Dalid. And we're reading for these Pnei Kfarim, the Megillah, on your Aleph, your Beis, or your Gimel. And in fact, because of this question, the Ritva, the Rosh, disagree with Rashi, and they say that the Megillah is read by one of the Bnei Kfarim. So if the Megillah is read by one of the Bnei Kfarim, why can't they already read it in their villages? Because in their villages, they have nobody that they don't have a minyan. The Megillah is supposed to be read with a minyan. So that's why they gather from various villages in the city and they read the Megillah. But indeed, one of the people of the city, one of the people of the villages reads the Megillah. Somebody from the city cannot read the Megillah on their behalf because the person from the city, this is not his date for reading the Megillah. The Tori Evan says that there is no Machloikus Rishonim here. And that even Rashi as well agrees that it's one of the, even if Rashi says that one of the people of the city is reading the Megillah on behalf of the people of the villages, still the people of the villages read the Megillah along with that Baal Kirei. And in fact, Reb Baruch Tam, in his Gilyonis on the Sefer Tori Evan, says not only do they read along with that Baal Kirei, but each one of them has a kosher Megillah in front of them in order that they should be reading, it should be considered as if they are reading the Megillah themselves. Because having somebody from the city read the Megillah on their behalf is unacceptable because it's not this man for them to read the Megillah. It's not this man for that Baal Kirei to read the Megillah. Another approach that the Mefarshim suggest is that if we think about it, the people of the villages, our Mishnah is teaching us, read the Megillah on earlier date. Because that's the date, as we just explained, when they're in the city anyway, for Beis Din, for Kriyas HaTorah. But we know that the Megillah is read twice. It's read at night and it's read by day. So indeed we understand that it's read by day. And this is what we're discussing. They came in by day, even though it's before Yud Dalet Adar, we read the Megillah on their behalf. But what about the Megillah that's read at night? When is their night Megillah reading take place? So some say, some of Farshim suggest, that they already came in the night before. It doesn't seem that that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah doesn't mention anywhere that they came in the night before. Some suggest that they read the Megillah by day in the city, and at night, indeed the night of Yudalid, They'll read the Megillah at home, maybe without a minyan, but they'll read the Megillah. But many Mefarshim suggest, and the Gemara mentions this concept as well, that there was a special Takonis Chazal on behalf of the people who lived in the villages. Chazal made for them a special rule. And that's why the Rajba, for example, says that these people could make a Shechiyonu on the Megillah, even though it's still before the Zman to read the Megillah. Still, the Chazal made that the Megillah reading for people from the Kfarim has a whole different rule. They have different rules than everyone else. Everyone else has to read by night and by day. They only have to read by day. And included in the special rule that Chazal made on their behalf was also that Chazal said that someone who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah has the ability to read the Megillah on their behalf. Before we go any further, one perhaps could suggest that the reason Rashi says that somebody from the city could read the Megillah on behalf of the people who are not here, they could read the Megillah on their behalf because they are Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, and even though I'm not, today's not my date, I could read the Megillah on their behalf. That is not an option, because even though we have a klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, and I could do a mitzvah on your behalf, we only could do that when I am mechuyev in the mitzvah myself. But if I am not mechuyev in the mitzvah, then we can't say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh can only be said in a place where I am myself mechuyev. And therefore, to say that Rashi is relying on that concept can't be pshat, because you can't use the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh here.